This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and it has been a roller coaster of a day today. If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. One more quick thing on language. We talk about language and how they master language and they master lies. Cambridge Dictionary changes definition of man and woman. Not making this up. Man, the definition now includes an adult who lives and identifies as a male, though they may have been said to have a different sex at birth. They did basically the same thing for woman. Now, we can roll our eyes, and we should. We can laugh, and we should. We can get mad, and we should. But again, we have to understand, the communist is purposeful. He's purposeful about language for a reason, too. And get this. This is another hard thing for us to understand. I know it's hard for me. Maybe it's easy for you. It's very difficult for me to understand this. Every single thing the communist does, he puts his religion into it. Wrap your mind around Merriam-Webster, Cambridge, various dictionaries choosing to wade into the political arena for what purpose? Because you wouldn't if you worked for a dictionary. Now, if you had my job, you'd get political because that's my job, is to be political. But if you worked for a dictionary, it would never occur to you to go into work with a mission that day. You're on a mission to spread your vile, demonic religion. But the people who do things like this, they do. It's just a different, very sick way of thinking. All right, get to some emails before we get on to sailboats and other stuff. Jesse, what are the odds you can get Newt G on to talk about debt in the budget? Newt Gingrich? I'd probably get Newt Gingrich on. I'm sure we could get Newt Gingrich on. You know, I met Newt Gingrich once. You know, let me tell you something about Newt Gingrich. So I was in D.C. This is when I was heavy into the political stuff. And, well, I guess I still am, but I was in D.C. And we had to go over to Newt Gingrich's office. I think he had a PAC. He may still have a PAC. I'm not a Newt Gingrich expert, but I know He had a PAC or something like that, a political organization of some kind. And it was the only time I've ever seen this. I have since seen it before, but this was the first time, I guess I should say, I've ever seen this. We go into Newt Gingrich's office, and we're gabbing with his staff, and Newt comes in and whatnot, but we're gabbing with his staff in a conference room. You know what a conference room looks like. They all kind of look the same. Not Newt Gingrich's conference room. Newt Gingrich's conference room, the walls were all whiteboards. The whiteboard that you use marker on, like teachers do in class. Why? Because apparently the way Newt's mind works, everyone's mind works differently. When Newt would think of something, he would have to visualize it. There are people like this. Maybe you're like this. And he would have to get up and start writing things down. So I don't want to act like it was just whiteboard because you wanted to tell that story to people. There were these notes all over the place, these random, seemingly made no sense notes. Chris, what'd you say? Is he crazy? No, I didn't take it as crazy. Maybe a little neurotic. I took it as intelligent. A lot of highly intelligent people are thought of as crazy. Now, some people are just flat out crazy, but I took it as being highly, highly intelligent. I'm sure we could get Newt on to talk about anything if we wanted. I'm not... I guess I should explain this again. I'm not big on guests. I have to have a reason. I had Mike Lindell on tonight because I think RNC leadership is garbage and needs to change. I had guys like Joe Kent on during the election season because I think most politicians are worthless gutter trash, but I actually believe in Joe Kent to make a difference, so I wanted him to come on and spread the message. Yes, Chris, it's also because I love me. When I had Clay Martin on, I've had him on a bunch of times. Why? One, he's entertaining. Two, he has a great voice. There's his voice. It just sounds like someone who's killed a lot of people, which he has. But Clay Martin adds something, and he adds something that I can't give you. I can give you a little bit, but not what he can. Because he's such a super stud, Marine Corps Scout Sniper and Green Beret and all these other things, and he has written books on survival, whether you live in the city, whether you live in the country. He's written books on, hey, these are practical things you need to be doing. Clay makes us better. I don't do very many guests, and it really probably comes down to me being a control freak. I do not view my job as being important in any way. Maybe your job is important. I do not. I sit down and talk into a microphone. I am not important at all. I do radio. Come on. And TV. I have a TV show every single night on the first TV, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I enjoy what I do, though. And I actually feel as dumb as this job is, you know, as unimportant as this job is, I guess I should say, I feel like I have an obligation to you. I feel a sense of obligation. What is that sense of obligation? I feel the need to make your day better. I love, and I'm not asking you to send these unsolicited. I'm not asking for these, okay? But when you send me emails that they're nothing to you, probably. But when you sit down and send me an email saying, hey, Jesse, I listen when I take my son to school every single day. I listen with my son. We love it. Hey, Jesse, I listen by myself when I mow the lawn. Makes it easier. Hey, Jesse, I listen when I drive a forklift. Hey, Jesse, I listen when I'm making dinner for my family at night. It makes it better. When I find out the show has made your day better, even a little bit, I love that. I feel to myself, job well done. You just got off of work, and maybe you have a job that sucks. Because let's be honest, most jobs suck. Very, very rarely do people look forward to going to work. That's just not life. Chris and I lucked into the best job in the world. It's not real life. Every job I've ever had, well, not everyone, most jobs I've ever had has sucked. You get off work and now you're heading home. Maybe you had a rough day at the office. Maybe now there's construction or an accident. You just want to get home and you're stuck in the car. I want to make that better for you. I feel like that is my job, is to make that better for you. That's my main job. How does that translate into guests? Not that I doubt Newt Gingrich would be a great guest. Obviously, the guy knows what he's talking about. I don't ever want to take a chance on burning 10 to 15 minutes of your time with a crappy guest. And I say that because even though I've only been doing this 4 years, I had many. I used to have a guest on at least every show, sometimes a guest or two, every single show. And yes, many, many were great. And I love them. Many are still my friends. But some were so bad. I knew it was bad. Some were so bad. I know that I actually made that 15 minutes in traffic with that guest. It made your day somehow worse than it already was. And honestly, as cold and awful as a human being as I am, I felt bad. And sometimes even I'd get a bunch of emails the next day. If I knew a guest was bad, I can feel it. Because if I can feel it, you can feel it. We're all in this together. You're listening to the same thing I'm listening to. If I can feel it, you can feel it. And you've always been cool about it, but it was always, hey, Jesse, so-and-so, man, that sucked, man. I got to be honest. I turned it off until next segment, and I never judged you for it. Every time I looked at that, I thought, I just made your day worse. I created an obligation for you instead of letting you get away. Why don't I have many guests? That's why I don't. That's why I don't take many calls. Last night I took calls for the first time in 2 weeks, and what did we do? We screwed off and laughed and had fun. It's just, I'm not saying my way is superior in any way than any other show. I believe you tune in to hear me, and if I'm going to go away from me, I want a virtual guarantee that it is going to be interesting and make your day better. Clay Martin is interesting every single time. He's talking about killing people or surviving a civil war. It's whether you love him or hate him, it's interesting every single time. I just don't feel comfortable guaranteeing the next person will be interesting. So that's why I don't do it. Now, enough of that for a moment. Let's talk about something pretty non-controversial, right? Let's keep it benign. Talk about Confederate flags and Confederate statues. That's nothing that gets a rise out of anybody, right? Let's tackle something here. And let's also tackle something else. Someone has an idea of where you should move, and apparently I have neglected this state, grossly neglected it. Where? Hang on, I'll tell you.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're about to get to Confederate monuments and snow and purple states and all over the place here. Let's get to one more email real quick first. Dear friend of the cheese or friend in cheeses, as your hairline advances in another direction, yeah, that's not nice. As a 40-year member of the follically challenged victim group, I'd like to give you two warnings. The Superdome sans hair sunburns easily and is legitimately painful. Then it peels and the flakes are strikingly icky to dimes. I will say on this point really quickly, because he goes on to say the sunburn can be avoided by ball caps. I have actually experienced the sunburn on my scalp. Shut up, Chris. It's not funny. The sunburn on my scalp. Where the hair still is, Chris, meaning the hair has thinned out to such a level. I'm not talking, Chris, about where it's receded. Where the hair still is. We'll take the kids out to the pool. There's a cool public pool in my area. We'll take the kids out to the pool, and we'll come home in a couple. And I'm not used to I'll put sunscreen on my face and stuff like that. I'm not used to having to put any where the hair is on the scalp. And I've woken up the next day, and it just hurts up there. So one, that's true. He goes on to talk about ball caps. Let me tell you something I've been thinking about. And I've been looking at myself a lot more than I usually do in the mirror lately. Now, you know what, Chris? You know I do a lot anyway. Because, I mean, who wouldn't? But I've been thinking about becoming a hat guy. No, I'm not anti-hat. I like hats. I've worn ball caps. You've probably seen pictures of me with a ball cap on or a cowboy hat or something like that. Let me tell you what, when I wear a cowboy hat, look out, ladies. What, Chris? Anyway, but what if I became a hat guy? I think there are a lot of guys who are just known as hat guys and they're covering stuff up because I'm not going to be toupee guy or spray on hair guy. I think I'll just be hat guy and wear cool hats. What, Chris? The Al Capone. Yes. Yes. Like the 1920s era gangster. And I'll even have it cocked to the side a little bit. And I'll have a cigarette hanging out of my mouth. Although I won't light it. That would be difficult here on the air. But I'll, yes, ma'am. I am Humphrey Bogart. I think I can pull this off, Chris. What? That's kind of what he sounded like. Richmond removes its last city-owned Confederate monument. What a crying shame. What a crying shame. And what a shame it is. Not that the communists would try to destroy our history. Remember, history, like freedom, is ugly. It's very ugly. Polite history isn't real history. If you read history and it's very polite and nice, that's not real because life is not real. History is a story of life. History is ugly. There's good and there's bad. Angels and demons, oftentimes they turn out to be the same person. What a shame that we are so neutered on the right, not on the left. I know why. The communists always destroy history and tear down monuments and things like that. That's standard communism. What a shame that we have so few people, elected leaders on the right, with the guts to stand up and articulate why this is a disaster, why the communist is doing the things he's doing. The communist knew what he was doing. He knows very well he's going up against a bunch of eunuchs. So that's why it ended. Of course, it ended with Teddy Roosevelt. And then people started saying, what? Why Teddy Roosevelt? But he began with the Confederate monuments, and he did this for a reason. He always goes for the easy prey first because it gets his foot in the door, and he knows we have such a low-T GOP, they won't stand up and defend it because they don't want to be associated with the icky Confederates. Oh, I don't know, guys. I'm against slavery. Yeah, idiot. Everyone's against slavery. This is not about the Confederacy. It's not about slavery. It's about letting them take away our history. They're tearing away your history. Remember, you take away someone's history. Why? So they'll be more apt to let you burn down the thing they love. If I showed up to burn down your home, you wouldn't let me. Of course, you love your home. That's where your wife sleeps. That's where your husband takes the trash out. Oh, he plays ball in the backyard there with the kid. You love your home. The picture's on the wall. So what do I have to do if I want to burn down your home? I have to find a way to unmoor you from your home. I unmoor you from your home by removing the things in your home that remind you of the times you had in your home. I unmoor you from your history because then it gives me the freedom to build whatever future I want for you. Soon, all the pictures of your grandpa are gone. All the memories of your children have been vanished. And now I show up to burn down your home and you say, yeah, I don't really care for the place anyway. I don't feel any connection here. But because we have such a neutered, pathetic right on this country, we couldn't do that. I remember that useless idiot, James Lankford, that senator from Oklahoma. I remember him actually going on TV several times and campaigning to change the names of military bases. Well, I really think it's time, guys. I love black people. So freaking embarrassing. You're all so embarrassing. And shame on you that we have elected you to fight against the communist scum. And you're too weak and pathetic to do it. Shame on all of you. God, these people make me sick. Yeah, let's get to some nice emails here. I'm moving off this. We have to talk about snow and emails and other stuff. I got a couple nice ones like this. Dear Jesse, I just purchased my Mantis X system and I love it. Thanks for the recommendation. I am now including it in my homeschool routine. Love that. You homeschoolers, marksmanship is maybe the most important thing you can teach that child, boy or girl. Mantis X allows you to do that in the comfort of your home without firing a shot. This guy says, Jesse, I love this. I ordered a Mantis system for my mother for Christmas. After USPS delivered it to my apartment, I believe some low-life porch pirate swiped it. Jake at Mantis X was very helpful about it. Once I filed a claim at USPS, he noted the claim number and immediately sent me a new unit. I'll return the original if USPS locates it. Jake could not have been more polite, helpful, and considerate. When completing the post-customer service survey, I listed the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show as the source of hearing about Mantis X. Merry Christmas, America. By the way, shout out, Mantis X, I know the Mantis X boys listen. Shout out to Jake. Thank you for taking care of my people. I love when our advertisers, I love these stories. When I get the stories about them taking care of you, we take a lot of pride in that. Go get yourself a Mantis X. Practice with your weapon inside your home without firing a shot or in your backyard or wherever. Great gift idea. Yes, even for mom. MantisX.com. MantisX.com.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Out of San Pedro, late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. What is this weirdo band? Hold on, Chris. Hold on. Let me see if I can remember. Clarence T's Motor Drive or something. What is it called again? Commander Cody and his Lost Airmen. Can we never play that again, Chris? I know you love it. No, you know what? You play it again. I know you love it. I don't want to deny it to you. I know you love it. It's just play it again. All right. Commander Cody. Good grief. But one more thing. I want to get to something else before I get to a couple things about. I have an email about purple states, and Chris wants to talk about snow, but I want to get to actually something I've brought up before. I brought it up tonight about how purposeful the communist is. And obviously, Joe Biden had his Turbo Freak convention at the White House today.
Folks, racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected.
And he went on to say this.
When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, this is still wrong.
Okay, so Joe Biden lives in a world of make-believe, as do many communists. But the reality is, this LGBTQ demon mob, They are out there, and they are very, very purposeful. This is a little personal story for me from last night. It actually happened during the show. I thought about talking about it last night, but I just kind of spaced it. I was going, as you may imagine, I lose my train of thought from time to time. My kids do not go to government schools, but they're in a great school, a wonderful school to their credit. But they use, on occasion, a website called Quizlet. Quizlet is the website. Parents and teachers will sing the praises of this website all day long as being something that's very, very, very effective to have kids practice exam and practice quizzes at home. It's exam week for my kids, so they're doing all kinds of practice exams for all their different science or studies. My boy sends me a text message last night during the show. It's a picture of Quizlet. And on the side of it are two ads. These are advertisements, all right? So it's not Quizlet itself, but Quizlet allows these ads to be on their children's site. Remember, my kids are 12 and 14. So that's the targeted audience of these two ads. The first one says trans liberation. The second one says trans girls is girls. Great grammar there. Like, I'm in community college and I know that's bad. But the point of that is this. You parents or grandparents who are very influential in your kids' lives, or anyone who's mentoring kids, maybe you have this philosophy, because I forever had this philosophy. I know I'm a political person. I didn't want my kids to think about politics, care about politics, because I didn't grow up caring about politics. And I wanted, you want the same childhood for your kids that you had in general, if you had a good one, kind of a thing. So I tried for a lot of years to just, hey, I don't talk about it in front of my kids. Hey, we don't discuss it in front of the kids. And the kids, they go play with toy guns and go beat up your brother. Let's just go have a normal childhood. Go get dirty somewhere. I began to wake up eventually. This is years ago. I began to wake up to something. I began to wake up to the fact that the communists in America, especially the LGBTQ demon mob, they are focused on your kids for a very specific reason. They want to get to your children to form their little minds and little hearts before you do. When you look at your children, I know this is hard and I know it makes it difficult, but we didn't ask for this world. This is the world we've been given. Do understand, you might not be in a race. They are in a race. Think of your child as standing on, he's on the other goal line in the football field. You're on one goal line. He's on the other goal line. The communist is standing right beside you. The second your child is born, boom, the gunner shoots off the gun, and you're supposed to be racing to the child. The communist is at a full-blown sprint to your kid every minute of every day in every part of their life, from their Disney movies to the online quizzes they take. Every single bit of it, he's at a sprint for your child. If you don't sprint just as hard and get there first, and make sure you have given your child your values first and discuss these cultural issues with them first, then the communist will beat you there and he will take your child away from you. I was so proud last night. You know what? Let me look it up here right now. I want to make sure I get this right because I want to make sure I give him credit. It was my oldest son, James, who sent me the pictures. And he says, he texts me the picture and this is what he said. I'm so freaking proud of him. Can't even study anymore without seeing this stuff. That's what he says to me. It's credit to him, not credit to me. But we decided years ago, we don't get the world we want to have. We don't. We get the world that's been given to us. And in this planet, they are after your children. Do I need to play you LaToya Raven? You know what, Chris? Pull up LaToya Raven now again. I've played it 1,000 times. I swear we might as well keep this on the board. Because in my opinion, It's one of the best examples in the world of one of these communists just being honest, because this video wasn't supposed to be released to the public. This was a big internal video at Disney. And this is the way you let your kids watch the newest Marvel movie, the newest Disney movie. You let your kids watch Disney cartoons, do you? I want you to understand This is the very purposeful communist who's making that stuff.
I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. The showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and, like, our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. And so, like, I feel like I felt like it was, I mean, like, maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess, like, something must have happened in the last, like they're turning it around, they're going hard. And then all that, like, momentum that I felt, like, that sense of, I don't have to be afraid. Let's have these two characters kiss. Let's, in the background, this, like, I was just, wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But, like, I just was like, no one would stop me, and no one was trying to stop me.
I don't want to talk to my kids about that, Jesse. That's not right. I shouldn't have to. Look, I'm not making fun of you. I said the same thing, and you're right. You shouldn't have to. But you have to understand, if you choose not to, she's racing. She's running hard for your kids. She wants your child. Are you going to beat her there? Or are you not? I suggest you run hard and get there first, because I promise she's not going to get tired with her not-so-secret gay agenda. The heads up. All right, I never did get to this cold stuff and moving to purple states and all the headlines I didn't get to, global warming stuff. We still have a lot to get to, so just buckle up for that. Before we get to that, let us always make sure we are following through with our promise, the Tunnel to Towers promise, to do good, especially the Christmas season. Christmas season, while it may be wonderful for you, if your father was a cop who got ambushed and he's never coming home again, believe me when I tell you, Christmas season isn't as fun for you. Oh, you'll still enjoy a couple presents and mom will be there. Hopefully the grandparents will show up. But you see your friends at school and they talk about what they do. Ah, I played out in the snow with my dad. It's not stuff you forget, man. Tunnel to Towers is out there at Christmas season, and they're helping more than they've ever helped before. Widows and orphans of fallen first responders, Gold Star families. They ask you and me for $11 a month so they can keep doing good. Go to T2T.org. and sign up to give $11 a month. T2T.org.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, tonight flew by. You can still email the show. We'll be right back here tomorrow since I'm not part-time. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I get to headlines, I want to do a couple things. Hey, Oracle, I was listening to your Friday episode when you were telling people which states to move to. You need to tell them to move to Wisconsin. We are close as it gets politically, so we need more votes. Also, it's super pretty here, has good food. It may be cold, but you can stay warm if you drink as much as we do. Okay, one, Wisconsin is beautiful. Two, the deer hunting in Wisconsin is unreal, really cool. Three, it is one of the coldest states I've ever been to in my life. And I grew up in Montana. There's, it's a wet cold. Wet cold is worse than a dry cold. And Chris actually asked me earlier, because he was being a smart aleck, as I complain about Texas weather, because Texas weather is, well, I mean, living hell. And he said, well, do you miss the snow? Because I used to, like I said, I grew up in Montana, so I'd have to get up in the mornings. If you got a bad snowstorm at night, you would be snowed in. You wouldn't be able to back out of the driveway. Someone had to shovel out the driveway before you could go. And my old man had come in the room. Hey, get up, boy. You got to go shovel the driveway before the sun came up. And that's the bottom line. You just throw on your warm stuff and go out there and start shoveling the driveway. And no, Chris, I don't have what you'd call fond memories of that. That's certainly nothing I would like to do again. But see, this is what communists do. Maybe we're dealing with some communism over here with Chris. He acts like that's the only alternative. So I have to have what we have here in Houston. I believe it was 80 degrees again here today. 80 degrees. I'm sweating walking around. It's December 13th. There is a middle ground between waking up an hour early to shovel the driveway and sweating in December. There is, you do realize there's a middle ground, right? There are states, I've pointed them out before, with seasons, several seasons. It's fantastic. You're not going to believe it when you actually visit another state for the first time ever and see the seasons. What, Chris? You never deal with hail or sleet down here? Chris, I lived in the Dallas area for a long time. We routinely had hail that we had to hide from. Oh, you're talking about Houston? Oh, so now it's no longer Texas weather. It's just Houston weather? No. No, you know what? That's actually a very good point. Chris brings up a good point. We don't actually deal with hail and sleet down here. The place was just underwater for 5 days because of Hurricane Harvey. That's all. We were just driving around in rafts, pulling people off of rooftops. But thank goodness there's no sleet. Boy, we really dodged a bullet there, Chris. Gosh. Anyway, to the person's point, yeah, move to Wisconsin. Move to Wisconsin. These purple states? Wisconsin's right there on the cusp. We need these purple states. Move to Wisconsin. Shoot, yeah. Especially, and I'll always love Wisconsin for this. One of my buddies that I was in the Marine Corps with, I think it was his uncle. I'm almost positive it was his uncle. Don't quote me on that. His uncle lived in Wisconsin. We had joined the Marines together, actually, from Montana, but his uncle was from Wisconsin. And we were in Iraq. And remember, when we were in Iraq, the food was just horrible because we didn't have any facilities yet. This was before they'd built any bases. So it was all pretty much MREs. His uncle, we started being able to receive care packages. So, of course, everyone's parents started sending them booze and snacks and things like that. I know you're going to find this shocking, but my family, my sister, and my parents would just send Doritos and beef and cheese sticks. And they'd, oh, Chris, it was amazing. And they'd send Easy Mac. They'd send Easy Mac. And that was back when Easy Mac, I don't know if they still have it. They had a pizza-flavored Easy Mac. Hold on, hear me out. They had a pizza-flavored Easy Mac. I could make it right in my canteen cup. And they would also send Slim Jims with it. Slim Jims are, I mean, it's underrated. It's tough to beat on a road trip just doing the Kamala on some Slim Jims. Slim Jims are awesome. But I would make the pizza Easy Mac, and then I would take a Slim Jim, and I would tear it up into wee little bits and mix it up in the Easy Mac so it was essentially like a pepperoni pizza. Oh, Chris, it was the best. Anyway, don't get me sidetracked. So we started getting packages over there where you could eat decent food. And one of my buddies, his uncle lives in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's famous for cheese. Got a huge care package of Wisconsin cheese. All different kinds of cheeses. Only we didn't have refrigeration. So by the time it got to us, it was already flirting with probably being too long. He did the best he could do. He was awesome. Like, we'll love this guy to this day. So we had no choice. The cheese package gets there. The whole platoon, weapons platoon, we all gather around. And we just gorge ourselves on fresh Wisconsin cheese. Oh, Chris, there was so much. We all got so sick. It was the greatest thing ever. Gosh, it was awesome. You know what? I bet you that cheese alone raised our T levels. I bet you. No, hear me out. I bet you that cheese. I bet you that was the equivalent at that time to taking a male vitality stack from Chalk. But sadly, cheese can't do that for you anymore now. So we have to rely on natural herbal supplements from the super stud anti-communists at Chalk. Male vitality stack. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack. Again, natural. I need to stress this. Natural. Testosterone levels are in free fall because of the waters, because of so many things. We have to do something to fight against that or we're not going to have a country. Go to choq.com. and get a male vitality stack subscription or a female vitality stack subscription. Get the subscriptions because when you use the code Jesse, they're 35% off. Not 5%, not 10%, 35% off the lifetime of the subscription. Cancel anytime. Chalk.com promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Global poll finds 4 in 10 people believe climate change is natural. Just a heads up, those of us who are sane are outnumbered. Outnumbered 60 to 40. Biden invites anti-police non-binary drag queen to the White House who has said such great quotes as beep the police. He's been seen with children. Just want to remind you again that all that time we've ever spent, myself included, pointing fingers at various countries around the world and saying, look at those barbarians. Look at how backwards they are. They don't belong in the civilized world. Let me just ask you once again, because they have TV and radio too. What do you think they think about us? Pope warns omens of even greater destruction and desolation. Yeah, if we get four more years of Biden. Fetterman, Presley, among the New York Times list of the most stylish people. Of course, they're talking about Senator Cucumber, John Fetterman, the one who wears shorts and a hoodie and looks like a homeless person at all times. The reason they do these things, it's not to be stylish. They do these things lots of times to make you mad and humiliate you. It's not just that they have power. Remember, they love to use power, and part of using power is rubbing it in your face that they have it, like they used to do with COVID. Don't think that all those people got caught by accident. They knew they were going to get caught. Lock down, stay at home, don't see your family, definitely don't travel. The next week you find out they were in Florida with 15 members of extended family, jet skis on the beach. That wasn't an accident. They wanted you to know you're a peasant. You're a peasant. You're not one of the rulers. Disgraced CNN producer pleads guilty to child sex crime. Good grief. CNN having some rough times over there. Whatever happened with that Don Lemon crotch-grabbing thing? Anyway, Congress presses Biden administration over grant to Colombian LGBTQ group supporting prostitution. Just a heads up, you went to work today and busted your butt so the government could steal your money and send it to Colombian prostitutes. Fusion energy breakthrough by the U.S. scientists boosts clean power hopes. I have no hopes whatsoever or no trust in any of these people because I don't trust the scientific community anymore at all. Evidence shows that it's not just Twitter and the FBI. The State Department, CISA, Facebook, YouTube, and Google are working to censure and ban information you receive. Once again, here's a reminder to you that unless you're, well, seeking out shows like this, you live in a world entirely of make-believe. And our challenge, as always, is to wake up our neighbor Norm. Got to wake Normie Norm up. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.